Hello, everybody. This is Cousins for Christ. I'm Jeremy. This is my
All right.
cousin Chris. How are
That's
you?
right. It's
How
been
are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing? We're warm.
It's been. We're sorry. We've been away a couple weeks. Had a lot going on, Chris. Had a lot going on. We apologize. We'll try to do better. But believe me, we'd rather be doing this than what we just had to take care of.
Yeah, a car going down and then my AC thing going down. That's I'm much better be talking about Revelation than
Before we get into that, we had a couple complaints I want to apologize for. A couple people got a hold of me, and they were talking about how, because of Chris, they had to upgrade their phone and start
waiting up
watching.
this. I was
They had to start upgrade
waiting
their
for
phone and start watching on their iPad because Chris's head wouldn't fit in their phone. So we
that.
apologize for the people who had to go out and buy new iPads. Also, we had one complaint for our cousin Jeff. He had to cancel his internet because he tried to watch it on Facebook, but Chris's head was so big it took too many gigabytes to download and kept
It's
running over. And so we apologize to Jeff and Chris. You should be ashamed. We
And
tried
you
to
know what's
shrink his
funny
head
is
down best we can.
my camera's all the way across the room. This is as far away as
So.
it
So
gets.
for Jeff, who had to cancel his internet because Chris's head kept
He
taking
should
all
have
the
just upgraded,
gigabytes,
man. He needs
yeah,
to
he should
upgrade.
have. And
He needs
for all the
to
people that had to
go
buy the iPads to
that
try to, one person did say they finally got it on their 70-inch television, and one of their kids come in and thought they was watching Wizard of Oz. So.
fiber. Or what was that one? The old Power Rangers cartoon?
Oh yeah, that's what it was. I don't know the character I didn't watch. That was after my generation. That was a generation after me.
That was funny.
Anyway, enough picking on Chris. I apologize.
It's fine. It gets us started.
Listen, I told y'all before on other podcast earlier that I was trying to do better, but sometimes you just fall short. Today was one
Well, you
of them.
brought up legitimate complaints, so,
Yeah,
you
I
know.
mean, I was actually talked about Jeff. He did say he had to upgrade because your head was too big.
That's awesome.
We finished up for the last one that Chris said Revelations 2, but we stopped at 2:17 in the churches. Today we're just going to do a little short one. We're going to go over the last church in Revelation 2, Thyatira, and just
That how you pronounce it? Thyatira?
that's how I'm going with. Listen,
Thyatira?
I'm going to give somebody the best advice when you're reading out of the Bible and you're saying some of these names and places, just read them with confidence. And everybody else, if they're reading them right, they'll start questioning whether they're doing it right or not. Thyatira, a little about it, is a minor city, compared to Ephesus and Pergamum, but known for its trade guild and metalworking. Dies Lydia from Acts 16 was actually from there. You remember her from Acts. These guilds often were involved with pagan rituals. Christians were to maintain employment or social standings. They were kind of pressured to attend some of these idolatrous feasts and engage in immoral acts tied to these guilds, in other words.
Did you ever look into like kind of what the idols they were worshiping at the time or anything like that? Did it ever say anything?
Well, yeah, we mentioned it before, like before when Diane was one, or
Diane.
Artemis, same deity, just different name, different language. Zeus, all of them stuff. The Greek was still worshiping Zeus, all that stuff. In Rome, it would have been actually. I'm wrong about in Rome. It would have been like Jupiter, I think, was that the equivalent to Zeus over there, and stuff like that. But yeah, it was all them. It was just all them, and different things like that. We also still had Baal worship. We still had all that stuff. But let's get into it, you want to?
All
Uh,
right, are you
two
gonna
look,
read or do you want me to read?
I'll read it first.
You go right ahead.
In Revelation 2:18, and the angel of the church to Thyatira write the words of the Son of God, who has eyes like flame of fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love and faith and service and patience endures, and that your latter works exceed the first. So here's one good point here is like this is the only time and the first time and that Jesus is actually referred to as the Son of God in Revelations. He's actually been called Son of Man. He's been called the Alpha and the Omega. And this one here,
Yeah.
once again, is just really just emphasizing that Jesus is divine and his authority and judgment. He's God,
It
not the Father God, the Son God.
gives validity to the revelation.
And when you get into 19 here, you know, their works of spreading the gospel and loving their neighbors themselves is still growing in the faith. So we're not really reaching out there. You want to get the next one, 20?
No, and I mean, the good thing about, some of the other churches that we've gone over, this one mentions at the end of 19, you are now doing more than you did at the first. So they're improving. So they're heading in the right direction. So,
And we're going about to get into where they're messing.
yep. Okay. So starting at 20, nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. 21. I have given her time to repent for her immorality, but she is unwilling.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, repent for her sexual immorality. Let's stop right there. Okay, so Jezebel. Okay, so this is probably not, it might be her name. I don't think so. I think this is referring back to Jezebel in the Old Testament and everything. And I just think he's just kind of calling her there, you know? It's the name is likely symbolic of referencing notorious Queen of Israel from 1 Kings 16:22, who led Israel into a Baal worship and persecuted God's prophets. The woman of Thyatira may not have been literally named Jezebel, but her actions paralleled the Old Testament figure, destructive in influence.
Well, I mean, that's still a common ref. Well, I don't know how common it is today, but you hear that reference of wanting somebody that they're a Jezebel or something like that. And
And then this next one here, we're going to get into it. I may have skipped. I took these notes a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry. The next one he talks about, you know, you read he gave her time to repent, right? That's a very important thing here. It's a very important thing. And sometimes I say this to us because, you know, and we can go ahead and get into this now. It's how many times that we've seen somebody do something to us, or they did something on TV. We've seen it on TV, an act or a crime. It's like, they'll be punished one day. They'll regret it one day. You know, we're kind of wishing them into hell, right? And that's not the way to go. That's not loving their neighbor. It's not loving thy enemy either, because your enemy may be your neighbor. And Jesus says here clearly, he gives her time. Jesus gave her time by either the teaching of faithful believers or her consciousness or being stirred or by inner promptings from the Spirit of God. Jesus wanted her to be saved, you know. And so when it says here, he gave her time to repent. So something's going on there, right? But we know it wasn't a warning from like the elders or anything, because it said that they tolerated her.
Well, you mentioned earlier too that it might have been for their, they had their livelihoods. They were so surrounded by it, not just in
It
the church,
is.
but outside of.
Well, we're talking about what. So, how did he give her time? So, therefore, she had to have been approached. So, either someone approached her, like, what you're doing is not right. But we know it wasn't the church leaders, because Jesus, one of his complaints is that they tolerated her. You know, it says that you tolerated that woman Jezebel. So, we know it wasn't the elders going to correct her teachings. Or her, you know, that's what elders were for back then. Elders were for where you'd have a prophet or a prophetess come up and they would prophesy something of a vision or a dream they had from God, and the elders were there to see if it tied in with scripture. That was their one of their main jobs. And so we know by them tolerating her, it wasn't correction by them. So it either had to be something stirred in her heart, the spirit, or a word from someone. And she kind of just ignores it, you know.
Now, what do you, I mean, the bed of suffering, I don't think that is like a actual like torture thing. I think it's a reference in some of the stuff, it's like bed of suffering, because she's leading them to sexual immorality. They're usually tied in with that. So I don't think there is an actual
Let's read that. We hadn't read that yet. Behold, I will
Oh,
throw her
sorry.
into a sick bed of those who commit adultery with her, and I'll throw into great. Let me start back over. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm out of practice. Behold, I will throw her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her, I will throw into great tribulation unless they repent of her works. It's likely symbolizes both literal illness and consequences for unrepentant sin. Those who committed adultery with her, will be thrown into the great tribulations unless they repent for work. And we'll get into this. And also, we're also, if you keep reading, it says, I will strike her children dead to finish. I know it's 23, but it actually finishes the sentence from 22. That's her followers.
Yeah,
Okay. That
that
was 100% her followers, the ones that are tied to it, and they're going full in. They is tolerating her. They're going fully in,
Yeah, that's everything that I saw was the same thing. It wasn't the literal children or her offspring. It was her spiritual offspring, is what it was called, or what I kept seeing about it, which makes sense because that's what they're this church is trying to persevere against. So I agree with you on that.
So where are we at here? So let's go ahead and just finish that.
Just had the then it said, I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will pay each of you according to your deeds.
Okay. So
But I mean that's a definition like you see a lot about when you talk about Christianity versus other religions, you see the a lot of the themes is justice in that sense that and in that he's talking about that there. Repay is justice is a repayment. But he also talks about giving them time to
well,
repent,
and that's
people
kind
to
of what
fall
I
away.
That's kind of what I got next is the call to repentance. Despite the severity of the warning, there is still an open invitation to repent. This reflects the biblical principle that God's judgment precedes by an opportunity to repent. Just like in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting everyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And that's the thing we got to remember, because like I said earlier, is like how many times have we seen somebody do something and they're like, God, they'll be sorry. How many times we got in a conversation with an atheist? And I've done it in the past. I ain't lie.
And they were like, well, they'll find out.
They're like, you'll find out. You'll find out what that's not the
Yeah.
attitude to have. That's not loving.
No, it's not. You
Wishing
should.
we don't want anybody, even the worst thing happen. Okay, let's go back to the story of the Amish that the man showed up at the Amish farm, killed a few of their daughters, and police showed up and arrested him. And as his handcuff, the mother went up to him. Oh, it would be hard. It would be so hard. And told him she forgave him. Because does that mean he's not going to be punished? Yeah, he's going to be punished. Still, you can't hold any hatred. When you hate somebody, and I'm not saying you hate somebody, but if you was to hate somebody like that I would see how you would. Somebody just took a lot from you, your children. That
But I
hatred
under
doesn't hurt that person. That
it
your
is. It always
hatred, if I hated Chris would never feel it. It would only affect my
No, he would just take little short stabs at me in the beginning of
life. But you know what I'm
the
saying, though. It's like
Yeah.
we wish this upon people when God Himself is like, He gives us every opportunity. And we look at her right here, but what have we done? We've done these things too. Maybe not
Yes.
idol worship, but maybe have really, because you can take anything. We talked about last time we had a podcast, so anything can be idol worship.
It can be. It's where you
You
spend
know?
your money and
Yeah. If you get a
it's
room full of your favorite football team stuff and every Sunday you refuse to do anything because you're bowing down to watching their football game, that's borderline. I know you're like, hold on, Jeremy, you're getting a little crazy. Not
No,
really for some
I think it
people.
is. I mean, I think it's a form it's a it, it is. It, I mean, it absolutely is. It's where you
And
spend
I'm
your
not
time
saying to
for
the common fan or anything, but yeah. You ever been to a concert? Seen, I know Chris goes to a lot of concerts. You ever seen some of these people break down and start crying and hitting the floor and stuff? I mean, you're walking a thin line of idol worship here.
It's putting those people up on a pedestal and taking away And going back to what you say, it's one of the strongest things I think I've ever seen. When you we watch like I watch a lot of this crime TV or whatever, but when they let the victim impact statements or the family impact statements, and you see people get up there and they just offer forgiveness. They forgive you. I mean, they're not going to forget. They're not going to, but they pray or they're talking to them and hope they find God. And that
Yeah.
I don't know, the strength that they have.
I seen a video this week, matter of fact. There's a man murdered his fiance, and her mother and sister was up there saying, I won't be happy until you're burning in hell. And then who's either her father or uncle, I'm not sure which, he got up and he's like, you are making it hard to live the life God told me to live. But I'm going to do my best, and I just want you to know, I forgive you for what you've done. And you know who started crying right then? The one about to go to jail.
I mean, I could.
Because it affected him too. Is that emotional? So always give people time. Just give them time. You don't know where they're going to be at.
No,
We just let people
you don't.
change.
You don't know what God's plan is for them. If they take accountability or recognize that they have a plan, you don't know what it is for them. It's difficult. I can't imagine being in that situation, but. It's a commandment.
Yeah, and I think that's the best thing to take out of this. It's just there's always time for repentance. We should always want, if God and this lady is obviously causing members of this local church over here in Thyatira to mess up and abandon God and His Word, and Jesus is still like, hey, we've given you every chance we got. Just do it. Even if the lady at the stone, that they were going to stone her, Jesus didn't. So he didn't criticize her or anything. He just says, hey, go sin no more. Give it a chance for repentance. That's
Yes.
the key. All
That's
right. All right.
said very well, sir.
Yeah, I know. I'm struggling. I give me another chance if y'all watch this for the first time. I usually do better. You want to go ahead and let's do 24?
Okay. You got it, or you want me to get it?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. 25, except to hold on to what you have until I come. This one, when they talk about this, it's their the perseverance kept coming up, overcoming the world, and staying true to God. That is what this I see a lot that is referenced with this church is perseverance. Even though they have this idolater and everything going against them, and it's difficult, they are the people that persevere.
And it's very difficult because remember what we read at the beginning here, how this was a place that through employment or any other thing, you was real a lot of pressure to take part in all of this stuff. You could very easily lose your job for somebody that because you wasn't a pagan and didn't do these worships or these festivals and stuff. They had a lot to lose here, but they still persevered and kept strong in the faith.
And that still is a common issue today.
It is.
At the work, your social life, there are, I mean, is it fair to say there's probably more idols out there than
We did
that's
it.
tugging for our time?
Yeah, we did. One of my last jobs I did was work construction. It was a Hindu zone to build we were doing, and they had requested that I go down there and bury some Hindu idols. And I was like, "Yeah,
No.
that ain't happening. That
Nope.
ain't happening." They're like, "Why not?" And I was like, "I'm Christian." Yeah, that ain't happening. I was like, "You want a burial? I'll give you a hard hat and you go on down."
No,
It ain't gonna be me. Not because I'm too lazy to shovel. That would have
It
been
was
it
too
too,
hot.
but
It was way too hot
but it was more to do
that
with like I'm not taking part of that because it'll do a little reading the words. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even gonna be in the hole for that.
day.
But
That's
yeah,
funny.
it still goes on. Where are we at here? So yeah, he's just addressing the faithful believers to the church who resisted the corrupt teachings and moral influences associated with the figure called Jezebel. And Jesus promises not to impose any more additional burdens or requirements on these faithful believers except what they have already practiced. Hold fast and true to their faithfulness to him.
The way the layman's terms to explain what they were facing is the pressure to conform economically may have led some Christians to rationalize compromise, which Jezebel apparently encouraged. And that's a lot of what we face today. Like, well, if my job wants me to do this, I have to provide for my family. So that's an irrationalization to compromise and go against God's will because you're mixing in like what you think you're, and your responsibilities are to provide. I understand that. You have to make, we all have to survive. We get that. But doing that, in my younger years, doing that, or like, all right, well, I'm going to go out, take, I'm going to take, I was in a lot of sales. So we go out and take them out drinking, partying, you know what I mean? But I was like, I'd rationalize it. No, that's part of it. This is part of the job. No, it shouldn't have been. And thankfully, I'm not a part of that anymore. So
I'm glad.
that's good. Yeah. I don't think you can be it's hard to be have a relationship with God and still rationalize that that's okay.
Well, basically got one foot on in the doorway and one out.
Well, whenever it benefits me,
Well, there's a lot of people
spiritually or
that way,
economically.
yeah. But I think we're going pretty good here. Let's what's the next one? 25. Hold fast what you have until I come. And 26. I was going to go into 26 a lot, but I've decided to wait until Revelation 21 to my give really my thoughts. But if you want to know kind of where I'm leaning, just go to Revelation 21.
Wait.
So the one who conquers and keeps my
Wait a half
words
a
until
year.
the end. Right, we can do it early. It's fine. I'm giving a lot of requests. The one who
Yeah.
conquers, who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. You want to see what I think? Chris hasn't studied on it, so I'm not going to throw it at him right here.
I have not done
And so,
21.
but if you want to see where I'm leaning, go to Revelation 21, followed up by 22. And we'll cover that. Like, if you want, we want y'all want to jump ahead. Anybody listening to this or watching, they want to jump ahead. We can jump ahead to that and come back.
Yeah,
And
I'm down for it. Do we
we'll
need
see.
to hit, do you want to hit 21? Wait, we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. We'll see if
We'll
we
talk
get
about it
anybody in here. And he
later.
will rule them with an iron rod, as when earthen pots are broken into pieces, as even as myself to receive authority from the Father, and I will give him the morning star. The morning star, what is the morning star? Himself. Jesus is the morning star. He will give you his, he is our reward at the end of this.
Yes.
And so when he says, I will give him the morning star, he's giving him himself. What is
This
himself?
is not the
Grace.
this is not a reference to the falling star,
No,
anything like that. No, this
Jesus is
isn't.
the morning star he's referring to this. And that's our reward. To be with Jesus and God is to be in heaven, which Jesus is God. I know it confuses a lot of people. I've had a conversation with this somebody earlier. Jesus is God, just not the Father. The Holy Spirit is God, just not the Son or the Father.
We did one on the Trinity. Do
Yeah, did
you
we?
want to
I
go
don't
back
remember.
and
We've done so many
we
of
did one on, we did one on the Trinity
them.
to kind of explain that because it is a difficult one when you get people, especially when you get people that want to try to argue with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there too. That will.
A
Me,
few
for
here,
one, I love to argue sometimes.
but yeah. That's to put it lightly.
Sometimes I just argue for the sake of arguing.
He'll text me randomly to start, like he'll be like, all right. He'll call it a discussion. But I know he's like, I bet Chris goes this way. I'm gonna get into a little discussion.
I've had discussions with certain people, and I'm not going to name names. It's not Chris or Jeff or anybody. They'll call me and they're like, "What do you think about this?" Well, and then when it starts leading different, they're like, "Oh, I gotta go."
Oh yeah, the quick
You don't
hangup.
have to. You
Yeah,
don't want to have the discussion. You just want to tell me what it is and let it
I got.
go.
Yeah, they got bad service.
Yeah,
Oh,
she can't hear you. I can't hear
here's
you.
another call coming in. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of the end of it right there. Once again, it ends with, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And remember, these are letters to real churches back in the end of the first century. Because John probably wrote this anywhere. You said a number once. I know I said it in between 90 and 100 somewhere in
Yes. Yeah.
there. And so these are real churches. Can we still use them today? 100%. They were real churches that these letters were getting sent to and shared with. Obviously, getting shared with because we're sitting here reading it today.
Yeah.
One
I
reason we
mean,
wanted, go ahead.
well, I was just gonna say, if you ever question it, look up the historical. The you know, you're gonna find the mentioning in the histories of these churches and their locations. That's
Oh,
how,
yeah.
you know, part of the things that Jeremy went over when he was talking about the area was like an economic hub, things like that, talking about the society and kind of the description. So look it up. Go outside the
Yeah.
Bible and look up the history of it. Make sure it's
Yeah.
historical, not.
And the historical part's the easy part of Revelation.
Yes.
We're eventually going to get into the parts we're going to be like, listen, we don't really know what's going on here.
Yeah, you
It's not.
didn't. I was right. You didn't go into a lot of, and I know we touched a lot more on it on the first one, the first part of this one, like the Old Testament.
Well, I'll be honest, so I've had a lot going on. I actually did this. I was in the hospital with somebody. I wasn't in the hospital myself. I was in here and I was actually writing all this down, and it was 2 weeks ago, and we never got to it. And a lot of things has happened, and Chris has had this happening. And so, if we'd have done it that night, I could have tied in a lot more. So, I
Yeah.
apologize for that. It's just bad timing sometimes on
Is. It's life. It happens. You got to
It does.
persevere. You got to persevere.
Yeah, you do. But I hope y'all enjoyed this, and I know we have fun doing it. At least
Yeah.
I do.
Well, Lord. Oh, I do. I have a blast doing it. It's just, like I said, when you start going down like the different avenues and, you know, like studying and learning more about the culture and not just like how we try to apply it to just today. But how, like, you know, learning about the territories and things like
And I'm
that.
glad you said that because that's one thing I've been thinking a lot about in the past few weeks. I've done it. I ain't trying to say, oh, I've done this, but I've done it a long time because I want to know when I get into something, I want to know everything. Even so, yes, it doesn't hurt if you take the Bible and you go find a book, a historical book that kind of references some of these places. It's only going to help your understanding too. A little extra reading never hurt anybody. And it really, it opens the Bible up so much to their culture. Because remember, somebody said the other day, I heard somebody say, it's like, I could go back and I could talk to the Apostle Paul or I could talk to Jesus. And I was like, well, you better talk to Jesus. They're like, why not Apostle Paul? And I was like, well, Jesus could speak all languages. Apostle Paul, even though he knew a lot, he probably had Latin, Aramaic, and Greek, and Hebrew. But you're not going to be able to understand anything. And he wouldn't understand English because English that we know didn't even exist back
No,
then.
but
So go to meet Jesus because Paul, if you couldn't talk to him, you wouldn't understand anything he said. If somebody said, what would the letter to Paul say if he sent it to America? Well, very few of us would know what it would say because we couldn't read what he was writing.
that's a very good point, man.
Yeah,
It's true, but it's good.
the
I mean,
cultures were different, language was different. Culture's a big thing. Culture changes over time. Languages change over time.
and just because cultures do change over time, but just like we're talking about, they're facing the same situations we
They
face
are.
today.
But you know who, what doesn't change over time? God. God's the
Correct.
same today as he was yesterday, and he will be the same tomorrow.
Correct.
But so yeah, read all that. It only helps. Doing this right here really got into a lot, and I never read Revelation. I told you that I had read Revelation. I never got into a deep study on
We've
like
never
we're doing
studied
now,
it. Yeah. It's
and it's opening up a lot, and there's a lot to learn, easy to find too.
and amazing how when you study, it ties into everything.
Everything, and I got verses. What I told you before is I had verses, and I think on this one right here from the Old Testament, we started on 18. It kind of ties in with Daniel 10:6. It kind of goes with 1 Kings 16:31 through 22, and Jezebel. You know, it kind of ties in with Psalms 7:9, 26:2, 28, Jeremiah 11:20, 17:10. Then it's just so many. If y'all want those verses, I can put them up there and just reference them. I even put which verse we were on that it kind of ties into.
It's and the technology we have at our fingertips that will allude to that and then direct you to the Bible verses so you can open it up and read them yourself. That I will always suggest doing is opening up the Bible and reading it
Always.
yourself. Don't just take whatever like is in front of your face
Well,
on
you
the
know
internet
what?
or whatever.
Nowadays, you don't have to even read yourself. Most of these Bible apps will read it to you.
They can't absolutely. I'm just saying fine. That's true. That is very true.
So if you're out there and you ain't got time, just throw that on there. If you're driving down the road, throw it on it and read it to you.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good job, man. I'm
No,
looking
good
forward to getting
job.
into the next chapter. We'll decide which one we're going to go to next.
Yeah,
If you want to
yeah.
jump, if you want to jump into 21, maybe it makes more sense too, since it's this will be fresh.
I'm going to tell you it's going to upset a lot of people.
Wow,
Just
we'll see.
right off the bat. I
Might as well
was going to upset a lot of
get
people.
it started early, bud.
Yeah. Well, you may not want to stick around. No, we
Ah,
appreciate
so.
everybody. Hey, I'm just glad I could get some of the rust off. I was a little rusty tonight. I
Oh, you and me
apologize.
both. I appreciate everything you
Yeah,
did, though.
we might do an extra one here just for not even record it, just to, practice mode.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, we need, yeah. It's like anything else. We need some
Practice,
practice.
practice, practice. Well, man, I was
Yeah.
glad to see you tonight. Glad
Same
you.
here, bud. It's been a
I hope
minute.
you get your air fixed soon.
Same here. I hope people it's not picking up too much of this little fan I've got next to me.
No, I
But
don't
hey,
hear
we're
it.
surviving.
No, that's
Huh?
good. That's awesome.
We're surviving.
Yeah,
Pets are good. We're good. It's just some rooms are just really hot.
yeah. Yeah, well, this time of year it happens.
Yeah.
Well, you want
So.
to finish this off with a prayer, or you want me to?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I can get it if you want me to.
Go ahead, buddy.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this time that you've given us to jump into your word and study it and get a new appreciation of how it ties into the perfect word that you've given us, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, that everything that we are discussing and that you will guide us and we are saying the right things. We pray, dear Father, that we say the things that will bring loss to be saved, dear Father, and it will help sharpen our spirits as well. We can persevere and be part of the relationship with you when you come. We hope that we persevere till the end so we have a relationship with you for all eternity. Dear Father, there's a lot of things going in this world right now that need your help and hand, dear Father. We ask you, dear Father, that you will go with us, guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Hey man, also you can find us on Spotify, Apple Pod, Facebook under Cousins for Christ. Thank you.
YouTube still or no?
Yeah, I just started
All
to download on
right.
YouTube
See you
again.
guys.